Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Diana Belaros, award-winning and best-selling author, Fahrenheit, The Journey of Transformation, and The White Within. You can find out more about me on my website, dianabelaros.com, as well as download today's podcast and my past podcasts. They're available on YouTube. Please subscribe, comment, and let me know what kind of a topic you wish me to cover, and I'll be more than happy to do it. And the same thing you can do on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. You can download, comment, and let me know what you think about my podcast. My books are available on Amazon, and I'm working on a brand new book, which is going to be ready pretty soon. And today, I want to discuss really an important topic, how to communicate with others. What is the way to represent yourself when it comes to business communication, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to meeting people for the first time in your life. And it's really important to accept people the way they are. This is the first thing. Look at how people are dressed when we first meet. Is this the first impression, or we are listening to how they talk and what kind of a message they want to convey to us? So I'm sharing this because I had a business meeting several days ago, and I was a little bit thrown away, basically, because the person I had meeting with, the first thing what they did is basically reevaluate the way I was dressed and the way I was, instead of evaluating the things we are going to talk about, my book which I was having with me, they were basically concentrating on the way I was dressed and the way I was how I looked. And this is not the way to approach people. This is not the way to represent ourselves. And that's why I did this podcast today, for you to understand that you need to accept people the way they are. Again, you shouldn't reevaluate the way they work and how they dress, because this is basically their own way of seeing themselves, and this is on their own way of perceiving themselves. The only thing is important is the soul they carry inside, how they think about life, what they do in life, and how they want to communicate with you. And are they being polite? Are they being rude? Are they being happy? And how they greet you. This is really important. This is something that should be your first impression about the people you meet. And I feel that everybody should know about it. When it comes to dating people, it's the same thing. Accept people for who they are inside instead of who they are outside. Don't be shallow. And learn to listen what they're trying to tell to you. Learn to listen to your intuition. If the person on the other side is somebody you feel like you can establish a connection, when it comes to business connections, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to marriage. So that's why I wrote my book, The Light Within. It has all of these things covered inside the book, and I would definitely recommend it to you to buy a copy. The White Within is available on Amazon in 3 versions. You can listen in your car. You can listen because it's on audiobook also. You can listen on your phone. You can listen while you're jogging, whatever you're doing. It's a good way to make a difference in the way you are perceiving others and the way you communicate with others. So I found an article here. It says The Power of Communication, and I'm going to read it to you. It's from nationallife.com, blog.nationallife.com, The Power of Communication. And I think this is going to help you and support you in your everyday interactions with others in every aspect of life. Communication can solve or cause problems. It is the way we represent ourselves, make requests, share how we feel about the world and others. It's our personal marketing and branding tool. I believe it is one of the most important intangible assets we have as a human beings. How are you using yours? Have you ever been upset with someone, but after learning the details, realized that thing you were so upset about didn't even exist or occur? Or perhaps you've been the victim of someone else's anger as a result of their misunderstanding, communication, or the lack there is powerful enough to make or break any relationship. Here, I just want to tell you that it's really important to understand that your judgment should be exercised in any interaction with other people, in any kind of a communications with other people, because people tend to believe what other people think or tell them about somebody. But the best way to communicate and to perceive other is to make sure that you meet this person in person, you meet this and you learn about this person before you exercise judgment over them. Before maturing into a better communicator, I approached matters with a strict no-nonsense demeanor. It was part of my personal development strategy, Operation Build Confidence. I had been given feedback that it would be nice to hear from me in meeting because I seemed to have great ideas but was afraid of sharing them. I would wait until the meeting was over to share with someone I trusted and hope would find any ideas worthy enough to bring back to the group. When looking for the root of what caused me to behave this way, lack of confidence was the top of the list. I vowed to myself that I would seek the opportunity to share more of my thoughts. Executing on my pain, I had rapidly gone from one extreme to another. I delivered my thoughts directly and to the point. My ideas were being heard and sometimes implemented, but some people began distancing themselves and seemed to be irritated with me. My communication style was hurting my brand. As I transitioned into this confidence of speaking up for myself on behalf of my ideas, I neglected to focus on the art of message delivery. It wasn't paying attention to my audience and how my words might impact them. It is important to understand, even in business, that people are emotional beings and tend to have emotional reactions to differing concepts that result in change. Here are some things I have focused on to improve my communication. Listen with the intent to understand versus respond. This is something that I have noticed and have been noticing in all of my communications. People don't listen. They look at you and they kind of shut off their ears and they're concentrated on you. They're concentrated on your features. They're concentrated on the way you address. They're concentrated on things they shouldn't concentrate. And that creates a barrier, and that creates a lot of problems. If you want to learn about the other person, if you want to continue your relationship with this person, it's really important to want to listen, and listen really well, and try to ask questions if you don't understand something, or sometimes you can understand them, but what they're trying to convey you, basically, it's not what your understanding is. So it's nice to clarify some things and just ask a question, is this what you mean by telling me that? So So this is a really good way for you to avoid miscommunication and avoid misunderstanding. Be self-aware of how your communicate style is perceived by others. Ask for feedback. That's what I was trying to explain to you. Do your homework. Know your audience. How will the message impact them? What is in it for them? And most importantly, what do you stand to lose? Communicate with compassion. Mimic skills you admire about the effective communicator. Clarify if you think there is a chance your message is being misinterpreted. When emotionally attached to the topic, avoid discussing when you are upset, gather and focus on the facts. Before speaking, consider whether what you have to say will add value to the desired outcome. If not, it's probably better left unsaid. Use your communication power responsibly. Two things you can take back are words and time. There are many benefits to being a good listener at work. So these are some of the most important things. That's why I picked this article for you to read it, to read for you, and to make sure that everything is clear about communication, because this is something that is absolutely important when we try to build a long relationship with somebody or try to build a business with somebody. And it's really nice to definitely not say anything that you think that is not going to benefit the kind of a connection you would like to establish with the other person. So when we go and when we meet somebody for the first time, the first thing we want is to try to make a connection with these people and see things from their side, instead of concentrating on the way they're dressed, on the way they're they're sitting, or where is their hand or where is their leg. So this is absolutely pivotal and imperative when it comes to communication with other people. And don't hesitate to ask questions, because when you're asking questions, you're basically showing that you are paying attention to the person who is sitting next to you, and showing them that you are really definitely interested in what they have to say. And you are definitely listening to everything what they're trying to convey to you. So these are some of the things I wanted to share with you today, and I hope this is going to make a difference in your life, because this is one of the things that creates a lot of blockages and barriers between people. And there is something really important also to share with you. Please don't listen to anybody, what they say about somebody, before you meet them in person, and learn for yourself who they are, how they act. Try to listen to their side of the story. Try to get to know them. Try to do your work, basically, before you're judging somebody, before you're slandering somebody. And we all know we don't want this, and you don't want anything like this to be done to you. And basically everything what is going on when it comes to relationship with others, it's like a physics. It's like action and reaction. The way you treat somebody, if you treat somebody with love, if you show them compassion, if you show them that you're listening to them and you're relating to their story, that's what you're going to receive on the other side. And it's really, really important, especially right now in these turbulent times, to be able to do our part and try to connect with others and try to show them that you're there for them. As a human beings, we are on this earth to help each other, to support each other, to listen to each other. And when you make a difference in somebody's life, you feel good for yourself, you feel positive, you feel happy. And at the same time, you are creating difference around yourself without even realizing it at the moment, while you're basically showing love and compassion. And we need a lot of people who are open to make a difference and to create this chain reaction, because it's becoming a chain reaction. Think about it: when you show somebody compassion and love and help them and they feel good, they're becoming more, you know, you're basically lifting them and you're giving them hope that they're able to change the situation they're facing, and they feel supported, and this creates the difference in their life, and they feel that they can tackle any problem they're having at the moment, and their problems basically are shrinking. So they know that they have power over it, just because you came into their life and you gave them the support they needed. And everybody, you know, sometimes need a ear to listen, so they can solve a problem they're facing, and they can move further in their life confidently. So thank you so much for being with me. My book, The Light Within, is available on Amazon in 3 versions. You can listen to the book, you can read it on Kindle, and as well as in a paper version. If you live in the United States, you just send me an email on my website, theannabelleroth.com, and I'll be more than happy to send you a signed copy. Let me know, and we can talk about it. And I would definitely would love your feedback. Please subscribe to my radio show. Let me know what kind of a topic you feel I should cover, and I will do my best to invite the appropriate person who is an expert in this field so they can help you. And I'm helping when it comes to business, when it comes to self-improvement. I have also my programs. I have 4 programs, Get in Touch with Inner Self. I have a program for relationships. I have a program for communication. Let me know if you would like to work more about that. And I have a free gift on my website, dianabelleroth.com. If you subscribe on my website, then you'll be able to download it. And I'm sending monthly letters to my subscribers with some information which I feel matches the time we live in, and it's going to make improvement in their life. So thank you so much. I wish you an amazing weekend. I love you guys from all my heart to yours. Stay strong, stay happy, stay healthy, eat right, exercise, and I promise you, your life is going to turn into something beautiful. Don't allow yourself to go down negativity, anxiety, and all these things, because you have the power to cope with anything that is going on around you. All my love. Until next Friday. Goodbye.